In Seoul Station, many commuters watched the Singapore summit as they waited for their trains. Some were overjoyed to see U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agree to a denuclearization deal.
I am very happy because it is an epic breakthrough after 70 years of division.
Others were more skeptical about North Korea keeping its promises.
North Korea did not keep its promise in the past, even after signing the agreement. This is what I am disappointed and doubtful about.
The first ever meeting between a sitting U.S. president and a North Korean leader produced a broad declaration to work towards ridding the Korean Peninsula of nuclear weapons and developing a peace treaty to end long-standing hostilities between the United States and North Korea. Trump called the agreement very comprehensive, but it will be left to negotiators to later resolve differences between Washington's call for complete nuclear dismantlement before any sanctions relief and Pyongyang's demand that concessions be linked to incremental progress. Despite the lack of details in the agreement, some South Koreans offered President Trump praise for keeping the diplomatic momentum moving forward.
I think he's the president who can pull out an agreement all at once, unlike others in the past.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in also voiced support for the success of the summit to usher in a new era among the two Koreas and the United States. But Moon cautioned earlier that the process to end the North Korean nuclear threat may take 2 years or longer. Trump said progress will happen quickly to wind down the North's nuclear program that is estimated to include 20 to 60 nuclear warheads and thousands of ballistic missiles. Brian Patton, VOA News, Seoul.